the road. Obama, speak your mind, baby. This is the truth right here. We're about to spit it off. We started off with a positive tip while I'm driving in this rain.
It was a creed written into the founding document that declares the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail towards freedom. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was sung.
It was sung by immigrants as they struck out to the Mississippi shore. Pioneers pushed westward against unforgiving wilderness.
Yes, we can.
It was the call of workers organized. Women who reached for the ballot. A president who chose the moon as our new frontier.
And a king who took us to the mountaintop. And pointed the way to the promised land.
Yes, we can. To justice and equality.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. The opportunity and prosperity. Yes, we can. The opportunity and prosperity.
Yes, we can.
Heal this nation.
Heal this nation.
Yes, we can. Repair this world.
Yes, we can.
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 We know the battle ahead will come. But always remember that no matter what obstacle stands in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions of voices calling for change. We have been told we cannot do this by a chorus of citizens. It will only grow louder
and more difficult.
We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
But in the unlikely story that is America,
there's never been any response
about hope.
I want change. The hopes of the little girl who goes to the public school in Dillon are the same as the dreams of the boy who learns on the streets of L.A.
We will remember that there's something happening in America.
That we are not as divided as our politics suggest. That
we are one people.
We are one nation. And together, we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three words that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Very soon.
I think it's time for change. I want
want a better future for my children.
Obama. I would like our environment to be safe.
Necesitamos respetar nuestro planeta.
Este es nuestro América. Mi América. Tu América. This is our America.
Mi América.
My America.
Tu América.
Your America.
La América de nosotros.
Oh.
Obama. 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 Obama.
Difference in my generation.
I would like to see us in a world without fear.
Basically, I just want the war to end. I would like the rest of the world to think highly of our amazing country. I think the thing that inspires me most about Barack Obama is that he really is going to be the president of the United States. You know, he's not going to be the president of the top 10% or the president of the most powerful corporations or the president of the most powerful lobbyists. He's going to be our president. He's going to speak for us because we put him there.
Obama. That's what Obama is about. Unity to this country and changing America's face to the world.
Obama. Obama.
Obama.
Obama. Obama. Obama.
This is my America. Your America. Our America.
Na 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 na. He stands for not just black people, but all people. And he's almost like a revival for a lot of people. So I believe in Barack Obama because he believes in us.
We are the ones we've been waiting for.
We
are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
I will build new partnerships to defeat the threats of the 21st century. Terrorism and nuclear proliferation, poverty and genocide, climate change and disease. And I will restore our moral standing so that America is once again that last best hope for all who are called to the cause of freedom, who long for lives of peace, and who yearn for a better future.
To Obama for a shrimp and honor. KKK members trying to turn you to a martyr. I think smarter. The world is much bigger than Harlem. You play a part in the youth future. You like a father. I was so ignorant, wasn't into the politics. Used to think he's a nigga, he'll never get acknowledged. Who talks like that? I should've went to college. But let me fall back, I ain't trying to kick knowledge. This for Obama, I'm voting for you, dog. A lot of people hating, hoping that you fall. Progress, let the children know that they can overcome the projects. One day, you should come to my block and I'll show you the place where 14 people got shot. It sounds crazy, don't it? But ain't the world crazy? I say nigger a lot because the world made me. Blame my shitty attitude on the girl that made me. Born in the early 80s, grew up around the 90s. For them snipers around, you gotta move sprightly. That means alert on your P's and Q's. Cause one false move, if they squeeze, you lose. Not only you, but we gon' lose. Nobody knows what it's like to walk a day in your shoes. And I don't even listen to them clowns in the news. They make themselves look like fools, like walking around in the nude. So fuck McCain and the whole Bush presidency. My president look like me.
I get it. I realize that I'm not the likeliest candidate for this office. I don't fit the typical pedigree, and I haven't spent my career in the halls of Washington. But I stand before you tonight because all across America, something is stirring. What the naysayers don't understand is that this election has never been about me. It's about
it's
you.
About you.
We're just looking for a change, sort of like the game in the hood. Every day when you're rich, then you're safe. The government's a place where it's based on your race. You had to embrace every person that was made. No matter the color of their face and such. I know white folk with no money just fucked up. I wanna ride through the hood with my hope on the side. You break your happy homes, every building that you buy. Young boy 13 got shot, but he died. You gotta wonder why. We tired of these lies. We dealt with the cries, but y'all ain't know. Everything that glitters ain't gold. Obama's home, put him where he belongs. He know where we belong. We've been waiting on his chance just for so long. I know what I see, they can't blind me. My people can't have a parade without a crime scene. I hope this letter reach American hope. One hand wash the other, how deliver the soap. If you're climbing up a mountain, we'll deliver the rope. McCain's on cocaine, vote for him if you know. We living every day of our life in stress. Pay tuition and books like what money's left. Too much babies aborted like they ain't scared of death. Young niggas in the hood can't leave the nest. But you prove there's a God upstairs. I'm just hoping that you see the future clear.
Yeah. Michelle and I are only here tonight because we were given a chance at an education. And I will not settle for an America where some kids don't have that chance. Early childhood education. I'll recruit an army of new teachers and pay them higher salaries and give them more support. And in exchange, I'll ask for higher standards and more accountability. And we will keep our promise to every young American. If you commit to serving your community or our country, we will make sure you can afford a college education. For 18 long months, you have stood up one by one and said enough to the politics of the past. You understand that in this election, the greatest risk we can take is to try the same old politics with the same old players and expect a different result. You have shown what history teaches us, that at defining moments like this one, the change we need doesn't come from Washington. Change comes to Washington.
Whoa. Oh, man, you know what, man? I'm going to end up banging out, man. Yo. You're on the mic with GQ, man. Who this? Hold up. Let me take this off, bro. Oh, man. Hey, yo, you're on the mic with GQ, man. Who this? Oh, man, you little ass pumps. Nigga gonna call the show almost banged out in the two Krispy Kreme donut trucks trying to operate this damn laptop like I'm a damn policeman with a computer in my car. Got the phone in my head, got the little tic-tac phone in my head. While I'm on the road, I'm over here squinting at damn, ah, come on, man. I'm going to start this traffic shit. I'm over here squinting at the little computer, almost banging out to unmute you, and you ain't talking. Just great. Just great. You know, this is an accident waiting to happen. Oh, it's because the person hung up. That's why. Well, whoever that was, I just want to, you know, thank you for hanging up. I almost got in an accident. And whoever it is, I'm going to probably sue you when I find out who it was. Because I almost, you know, got into a serious accident. You know, almost banged up this brand new ES300 Lexus I just got. I mean, because that's what GQ does, all right? That's what we do over here, all right? I mean, I don't know about you, you little PC head bastards out there and you know, in the real world, but, you know, that's what we do out here, all right? Feel me? You feel me? Yo, Carla, you on the air.
Yo, DQ, what's up?
What's up? How you doing?
So, you have a Lexus?
You damn right I got a Lexus.
I'm
trying to go on. Who, me? Oh. Nah, I don't drive no Gallant. You know, that's for soft people. Like, only time I see people in Gallants is when you know, they're not me. That's number one. And number two, whether they're women. You know what I mean? If you drive a Gallant and you're a man, I mean, no offense to anybody out there, but if you drive a Gallant and you're a man, you might want to go in the bathroom and check to see if you have a vagina. You know, because only vagina drives vagina cars like a. I mean, it is what it is. With me, I drive an ESZ100. They don't even make the model that I make anymore, all right? They only made two, all right? Donald Trump and myself have it, all right? That's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
because I really believe that.
What happened?
I said, yeah, because I really believe that.
Look, I don't know who this is, but I'll tell you right now, all right, damn it. If you knew me, you'd be on my team, okay? Let's just
okay.
put it that way.
But what if I do know you?
And well, I doubt it because, you know, Michael Jordan delivers my mail in the morning, all right? And Oprah
really?
Winfrey, oh, yeah, Oprah Winfrey, she does my laundry, and I don't even tip her, so.
I don't even tip her.
So stupid. You know exactly what this is. So stop playing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I almost banged out trying to unmute the joint. I got my laptop. I just let my mom dip, you know. But yeah.
You fucking up already.
Yeah, I am. Oh man. Yo, so what's up? How y'all doing?
Doing alright. How about yourself?
I'm alright, you know what I mean? I just got done, you know, slaving for the white man, you know, so, you know, putting in the man hours. And, that's about it. Just got done loading up, about a good two or three frames of, Coca-Cola 12-pack. Putting it on those skids, so, you know. Nah, I
ain't
do that.
You on the show by yourself today?
Yeah, I'm by myself. I ain't telling anybody about it because I was just going to play music. I wasn't expecting anybody to call up today because I wasn't really talking about nothing. And all, you know what I mean? I'm over here thinking, you know how the cops, they be driving around. They talk about we can't be on our cell phones. You can't be on your cell phone, that's a ticket. But you niggas got a damn computer, a laptop in your car. You got a laptop in your car and you're on your laptop, looking where you can find the cheapest donuts at, and you're going to pull me over because I'm on my cell phone. Like, Anyway, I don't know how they do it, because, I mean, I almost banged out, like, 3 times looking on, like, squinting, looking at the computer. Not seeing, because, you know, it's dark outside, so you can't really see if it's a puddle or not. And I ran over this big-ass puddle, and I got, oh, man, I almost shit my heart out, man. Because I hit it, and I got the shittiest tires in the world. So I hit it, and then my joint's hydroplane, my laptop. Well, yeah, I ain't gonna front. My mom's laptop fell on the floor. You know what I mean? And then I see somebody, you know, on hold. I'm like, ah, shit. Where's my phone at? And I almost banged out trying to, you know, answer the phone. It's ridiculous,
well,
man.
Are you okay? Are you still, you're still alive, so you're good, right?
Oh, I'm good now. You know what I mean? I'm passing by the, you know, Deford area. I'm good. And now my cousin wants me to link up with some fat Puerto Rican chicks, and I'm like, come on, dog. Like, I'd rather, you know, play with my turtle than link up with these fat chicks, man. I mean, although fat girls need love too.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, they do. Not for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, did you end up succeeding that mission?
No, I'm still working on that mission.
Come on, dog, you're supposed to be on there, man. You're a female, like, you ready to get it.
Yeah, I can't, I don't know. My connects are all effed up now.
All she had to do was go downstairs and ask, but she's scared.
Yeah, because I don't know which apartment it is. I can smell it, but I don't know which apartment it is. So I want to knock on the door and be like, yo, but I don't know exactly which apartment it is downstairs.
All you got to do is knock on the door as you think it is, right? And, you know, as soon as they open the door, just go. If you don't smell anything, be like, I was going to ask you if I could borrow some sugar. But I just remember I have sugar, so I'm sorry. I apologize. Go to the next door. Until you actually knock on the door and you actually smell it, like full blown, like it just got gun being smacked in your face. That's when you be like, yo, hey, how you doing? I was just wondering if you had any aluminum foil. And, oh, you're partying, huh? Yo, you got any extra? What's up? You know what I mean? And then they, of course, they'd be like, yeah, sure. And boom, you got it.
You can do that, but I'm not. I'm not going to go knock on all my neighbor's doors for sugar.
Word, or ask to borrow their microwave or something like that, like, you know.
To borrow their microwave?
Well, yo,
do you get neighbors knocking on your door asking if they can borrow your microwave?
Be like, yo, is there anywhere I can borrow one of your knobs off your oven? I can't find them. I can't find mine.
I'm surprised you actually asked that before. Like, can I do that?
Oh, shit.
I can't. I'm like, yo, use a butter knife. You only have
words. All you got to do is use a butter knife, man. Don't be acting like you too good to use a butter knife to turn your oven on, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is wrong with y'all? A butter knife is enough.
Yeah, because it's a little, they got a little drawer, you just stick the knife in and turn it.
I don't know what y'all was talking about.
You won't know how high it is. Well, you didn't know how high it is, because, you know what I mean? Depending on the flame. Oh, no, it's too wide of a flame. You got it on high. What do you mean you don't know what we're talking about, man?
I never had to turn my oven on with a butter knife.
You ever turn your oven on when it was cold as hell outside and your heat wasn't working?
No.
Ah, see, man, you got to get with it, man. Yo, Bri, man, you got to break her in, dog.
Did you call him Brian?
I said Bra.
Oh.
I thought you said Brian. I was like, really?
Ah, nah, dog. Nah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, nah.
A little bit.
Question me.
Word. She's about to get the third. Whoa. Who the
fuck? We're done listening to these corny. Oh, geez, we're done listening to your radio show. I'm hanging up on you now.
Ah, why you hang? Oh. Hello? Hello.
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 Yes. Yeah.
You hear me?
No, nah, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh, I mean, nah, yeah, on the real though. I said, brah.
Okay.
But yeah, man, you gotta break her in, man. Like, I mean,
we're good.
Eating. Let's see, what else? What else can he break you in with? I'm trying to think of some other ghetto shit. Take all her toilet paper out of the house, right? And give her some newspaper. I mean, after you're done taking a shite, you know, just wipe your ass with some newspaper. You might have some words.
I don't think so.
I think I'm gonna try it.
You said she already tried it?
No, that's not what he said.
Ow!
He said he thinks he's going to try that.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Got to. And if you don't mind.
And then he'll be coming home to no dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Nah, we don't want that. I can't mess with a brother's stomach, man. Can't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you one thing that got me kind of. I did some real niggerish shit the other day, man. And it's like, at first I was like, all right, well, it's cool, but then it kind of got a little annoying. Like I ran out of dish detergent, so I used some clothing detergent. I used, you know, the little like Tide to wash my dishes. I'm too lazy. Yeah. You know what sucks, dog? Yo, I work in a grocery store, man, and it's like you would think I would, you know, stop being cheap and be like, okay, let me go get some dish detergent. But nah, it's like after I get done packing out, I don't want to shop for shit. Yeah, so I'm washing my dishes with clothing detergent, and it's like I'm eating some ice cream. What happened?
Like, you couldn't even hold on to them because they were extra slippery, weren't they? Like, they kept falling out your hand.
Hell yeah, slippery ain't the hell, man. And it's like I'm eating some ice cream. Yeah. I mean ice cream with the spoon and it smells like a damn pair of jeans and shit. Like it just came out the washing machine. And it actually gave me a nasty taste. I had to like I'm like, damn man, this is crazy, man. Stop being cheap.
What is wrong with y'all? Like, oh my god, here, take this on Brian.
Like, she don't know what it really, really is to be really, 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 really poor. Like,
nah,
to be poor. Poor to no end. So when you have to use the detergent. I ain't even talking about just using the clothes detergent. I'm talking about where, like, you don't even have no more of that, where you got to fill it up and shake it up so it makes
sense. Oh, y'all put add water in. Yo! Add water in there and shake it up. Like, that's going to make it work.
There's something wrong with y'all. There's something wrong with y'all.
She don't know what it is to really be that poor. You got to make your own. You know
what I mean? Make your own. You add, you know what I mean? You add, like, three soaps together just to make one.
Oh, man.
You use a bar of soap until it disappears.
Yeah, you start scraping it off into the bag.
No. Damn, man, it's time for a new bar, man. It looks like a Tic Tac now.
Yeah. Oh, then you start looking in the couch just so you can get another bar. You start looking in the couch. You're like, I know I've dropped some change here.
I know I got some change somewhere. I ain't got no dollar bills.
Or you had company over just so you could drop change in the couch.
Oh, my boy came over last night and I heard change fall down. Woo! I might have like a good $2 or $3. Maybe I can give me a cheeseburger off of that nigga.
Oh, man.
That's some straight ghetto shit, man.
Oh, man. She don't know what that is. She don't know what that's like.
Nah, she don't know what it's like, man. She don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
Eating damn, Yeah, all your spoons is dirty. And you don't feel like washing them, so you're going to eat cereal with a fork.
Yep, eating cereal with a fork. Drinking Coca-Cola out of a bowl. I did that before, dog.
Man, ain't no more cups. I'm just drinking out of a bowl, man. Who cares?
Like you do it with milk anyway. Like when you done your cereal, you drink milk.
Why not drink it out of a bowl? Fry eggs in a pot.
Fry eggs in a pot. Yep, I've done that too. They all do the same thing.
They all do the same thing. It's shaped differently. Why not use it?
Oh, man. Yep, I've done that. I've definitely done that.
Oh, man. That is so
hilarious. I made sandwiches in a waffle iron before.
Oh man, I know you remember. Speaking of sandwiches, I know you remember the most syrup sandwiches, man.
Oh, who hasn't had a syrup sandwich? Seriously.
Oh man, syrup sandwich. What?
You know, my favorite sandwich. A lot of people don't know about this. I had a. You ever had a banana mayonnaise sandwich?
Oh yeah, you.
Oh what? Oh my God, are we at it again?
Oh, you had it before?
Yeah, no. I'm watching the Eagles-Dallas game, and the Eagles almost scored on the first play.
Oh, wow. What's the score?
Oh, it's about to be 7-0 because Michael Vick just threw a 70-yard bomb at DeSean Jackson, and he threw it from, like, the 20, and he's down at the 10-yard line on the other end.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Banana and mayonnaise is nasty.
If I eat it now, I might vomit. But when I was young,
he said I might vomit.
A banana and mayonnaise sandwich? What? Yo, man, I was hitting. I wanted a banana and mayonnaise sandwich every day.
Yeah,
well, you know, as you get older, you know, you're like, oh man, that's some nasty shit. Can't we ever hate that?
You know, like when you're younger, your stomach like just eats anything anyway. Like you're like, oh, I'm hungry.
You can eat sand, Elmer's glue. You know what I used to like the taste of? I think that's why I'm such an asshole now. You remember that white glue that smelled like peppermint?
No. Negative.
It came with a little orange stick in it.
No.
I tell you, I don't remember that, dog. I'm going to tell you how I used to love the smell of it. Remember the glue you used to put on your hand and you used to, like, you let it dry in your hand and then you peeling your skin off your hand?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But it didn't smell like no peppermint.
Nah, that didn't smell like peppermint. There was this other glue. It was in, like, a can or whatever that smelled like peppermint.
Yo, remember that paste, though? That paste that, like, it was like paste and would get clumpy? And, like, if you stuck your finger, like, you put your finger together and kept your finger together.
Yo.
It was called paste. And they wasn't even called glue. They called it paste. They wasn't even called glue.
Matter of fact, that's what I'm talking about. Wait, is that what I'm talking about? Nah, that's not what I'm talking about. But they had the other one where it was another one that had, like, a brush in it. And you put it on your hand and rub it together and it looked like boogers. I was an asshole. I was a kid, man. I just did a lot of stupid shit. Hey, yo, how'd I know I was on? What, through Facebook?
Am I on Facebook? Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
How'd she know I was on, though?
On Facebook? Because she says you're always on. She says you're always on.
All right, man, I'm about to skedaddle. Yo, what do y'all want to, you want to hear a song?
Yeah.
Or what you want to hear, man?
How's he gonna get it?
Not right now, but another day.
You and I will talk. I'll call. I need your phone number. Well, I'll get your phone number from her. You hear how I just told you that's what I was gonna do?
It worked. That's what I'm going to get your phone number from her. Because that's what I'm going to do.
Like I didn't ask. I was just like, I'm going to get it. But
I'm going to get it. So, you know, word up.
I'm going to get your phone number from her, and then I'll be hitting you up throughout the week about something.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. Hit me up.
All right.
All right, dog.
All right, Jeff.
Later. Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy G Quizzle. I don't know how much time we got, because normally the jointy joint. Well, hold on. Let me make sure a nigga's still online. Like, oh yeah, we still online. All right, hold on. Let me refresh this, because it's looking a little scarecrowish. And my back is killing me. Hit me up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 9 o'clock in the p.m. It's your boy G Quizzle holding it dizzle. I played a little Obama session. Let me see if I was actually looking for this other Obama joint jump off. But I couldn't really find it because I was driving. But let's see if I can find it now. H-Town. I think this is it. If this ain't it, then I'm going to just turn it off. Let's go, Eagles. You already know. Ain't them whack-ass cowgirls.
John McCain stands alone in his stubborn refusal to end the misguided war. That's not the judgment we need. That won't keep America safe. We need a president who can face the threats of the future, not keep grasping at the ideas of the past.
H-Town. The place is here, the time is now. Election 08, and the date is slowly winding down. 4th of November is the day. Barack Obama is the way. Think it's a game you wanna play? Not me, it's too serious in Texas, G. This is history in the making that we blessed to see. A new day in direction for the people. For way too long, America's been separate and not equal. We don't need a sequel of 4 more years. America is crying, we don't need no more tears. We need real ideas about the future. Not warmongers who won't hesitate to straight shoot ya. Healthcare, energy crisis, the economy, community outreach, a new foreign policy. Republicans, you had your chance, but you blew it. It's time to turn Texas blue. I thought you knew it.
The same party that brought you 2 terms of George Bush and Dick Cheney will ask the country for a third. And we are here. We are here because we love this country too much to let the next 4 years look just like the last 8.
When that call come at 3 a.m, I probably won't be in bed. Obama ain't the one to answer, I'm probably gonna be upset. War and fear in your head with the hopes that it makes you scared. Supporting the wars for you till they come and they take your kids. Government in the sky and you trying to reach for your prayers. Me in the elevator, they trying to get you to stand. Drowning me in the economy, trying to give me some bread. They put me Palin on TV and promise me pretty legs. Looking at Fox News, trying to show some restraint. Every answer that I heard from Sarah Palin was lame. Fellow White House, we on that porch, nothing left to explain. I hope that Joe the Plumber got an empty room for McCain. Vote Obama.
McCain believes that in America, their son could achieve whatever he put his mind to. Does that promise that's always set this country apart? That through hard work and sacrifice, each of us can pursue our individual dreams, but still come together as one American family. To ensure that the next generation can pursue their dreams
it's
as well.
It's time for a change. Too many bad chefs in the kitchen. Keep trying to sell us these wool tickets, but I ain't trying to listen. Too many politicians, but now we need a leader that can take us out of recession and uphold our freedom. I got boys in Iraq, been gone for years and months, that got 2-year-old kids and ain't never seen them once. Hey, I got hope. So no more jokes. On November 4th, Barack Obama get my vote. Them boys at the Capitol have been playing games for too long. It's time to clean house, so tell them boys to keep going. We got the power to make a change in our hands. So cast the ballot and go vote. Take a stand.
These challenges are not all of government's making, but the failure to respond is a direct result of a broken politics in Washington and the failed policies of George W. Bush.
The only option that we have. So if you don't get off your ass, you gon' wish that you had. It's more than just gas prices. We living in a national crisis.
To see Obama win would be priceless. Some folks Democratic and watch the game change. Or you could pick McCain if you wanted to stay the same. We all a part of history, don't take it for granted. Just take it one day at a time and keep both feet planted.
I woke up seeing the rim to the lake, hope out of my way. Now I agree with Barack Obama that it's time for a change. Cause I witnessed the last ages of our life go down the drain. The lower class can't give it up, and victory go to McCain. The economy barely breathing in a state of recession. And we don't fight for who's fighting for us, we hear the further prison. There's a message for the wise, you need to try before it's late. And realize the path we use to make the one we gotta take. Wake up.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed to try to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard.
They told me everything of my life. Oh, me hide them joy and me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. And I just fear, so me no care. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl ready to kill me. Me want a girl and I want to know me. Really good, I'm in the feeling. Show me that you can't love. Y'all me want the world, yeah. Put me on twice around, yeah. Y'all you give me the prices with me.
Check it.
too. Get your running crew, and ain't open drama. I get up in that ass every time. Lyrically, I'm untouchable, uncrushable. Getting mad blooded in a 600. Hey, ask your friend to the illest.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
It's funny because, you know, in asking people what they wanted to know, I mean, clearly you've been having this thing with Kim. And I don't know, just thinking about you and where you were from and that you're a rapper. And I'm thinking, sure, I know things have gotten crazy. And people are assuming, even though you say it's not specifically about her, that Roman Revenge is...
Roman's Revenge
is for Kim.
You know, she just really jumped out the window. And you got to be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know.
Shut the fuck up.
fuck want war? FedEx fee straight to your front door. It'll be a murder scene. I'm turning pink Friday to Friday the 13th. I hate you, little Kim clone clown. All this buffoonery, the shit stops now. Time for you to lay down. I'm sick of the fraud. I put hands on this bitch like a spa massage. We all know your last names, what got you your job. Use a put-together gimmick, something like a collage. Since you're putting on the show, you gon' get the applause. Clap, clap, this is framed like a fucking garage. Yeah, this hood shit, you and Drake ain't built for. This the shit the other bitch almost got killed for. I'm still counting what hardcore generated. Bet my shit keeps spinning like it's syndicated. Corny broad, I leave you bloody like administrated. Your hot air ass bitch should have been deflated. This ain't a championship fight, I've been the greatest. See, the fact is, what you doing, I did it. Lame trying to clone my style and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. You's a little Kim wannabe, you just hate to admit it. I'm the blueprint, you ain't nothing brand new. Check your posters and videos, you'll always be number two. I seen them come, I seen them go, still I remain. Sweetie, you going on your 14th minute of fame. I'm over 10 years strong, still running the game. Cut the comparisons, I'm in a legendary lane. Fighting for a spot, child please, I'm solidified. With my hands tied, you couldn't beat me if you bitches tried. Either you're high, sipping that shit Wayne on. I get top dollar for whatever my name on. Go stick your head in a tornado, brainstorm. I drop bombs, flex, napalm. Black and yellow, we'll pull up in your ghetto. Giuseppe's when I step out, posted up in stilettos. Pussy so pink like my kitty saying hello. If I whistle, they'll pistol whip you in all five barrels. I'm from Brooklyn, I be everywhere comfortably. Now who pumped you and told you to come romp with me? You the type to run your mouth and then run for me. I'm popping off in your hood with no company. Come on, Queens ain't showing you no love. I was there the other night popping bottles with the thugs. You like Washington Heifer, I'm Benji. You got a butt right now and I had a frenzy. Oh yeah, welcome to the fam, Cindy. You need to stop, you're not hot, you're a burning match. That means the end is near soon. Copy that? Oh, I see, they really got you gassed. Like I'm a thing of the past. Better slow down, dummy, you about to crash. Think pussy ho, I'm giving you a bath. The mama that in hand and I'm coming for your ass. Who you think you're getting past? I see right through you, your whole shit is made of glass.
What's that music?
I draw back, I'm a Brooklyn feral bitch. Rap for my barrel bitch. Never been the type to have beef and try to settle shit. I ride out till the wheels fall off, and my niggas breathe till the last shell go off. Fuck your whole team, all I see is a bunch of weirdos. Use a earhead bitch, scarecrow. Ha, ain't nothing old but my money, bitch. Ha, this is grown liquid acid. Benjamin's my daddy, you young money bastards. You and Diddy? Sorry, bunch of swagger jackets. I mothered you hoes. I should claim you on my income tax. Bobby Fish in the flesh, taught by the great. So on my next move, I'm yelling checkmate. I smell a massacre. You Charles Manson, you don't stand a chance with us. Jesse Diamond, you looking like lunch to me. About to kill all you bitches like Ted Bundy. Leave your whole head red like Peg Bundy. You're hilarious. Thanks for all the laughs, you garbage. So I'm taking out the trash. You shit on me? Come on, baby girl. Ain't enough ass shots in the world. You're a nuisance. You probably steal my new shit, but you can never fuck with me, so chuck it up, deuces. All around the world, I ball like a ball team. I stack chips. Call me Mrs. Rothstein. Tricks is for kids, silly rabbit. You're my offspring. Kim more anticipated than a LeBron ring.
I mean, I know you guys asked me if Roman's Revenge was about Kim, and it's not about Kim. Actually, if Kim thought it was about her, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I apologize, Kim. I don't know. I just had temporary insanity, and I lost my teeth in my mind. My mind.
Hey, yo. What up? It's your boy G Quizzle about to sign off for this joint, 9:04 p.m. About to play the last joint, the last track, Nicki Minaj, Roman's Revenge, featuring my man Eminem. Hope y'all enjoyed the On the Road special. Please stay tuned to a Facebook near you. We will be having another show where it'll be more of us. It'll be Chi-Town. It'll be SD. It'll be Ill E. It'll be Six Fizzle. It'll be fresh. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's show, tonight's description, Angry Bass Radio, the Long Ride Home Hour. Tonight's show is going to be, well, tonight's show was about an on an official on-the-road edition, considering that I just got off of work. We'll be talking and playing music, so if you want to be part of the on-the-road edition, where anything can happen, listen in. Or call up for a shout-out at 914-338-1782. It's the GQ special playing all kinds of music. We're going to start it off on a positive tip. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Good night. Nicki Minaj, Roman's Revenge. Peace.
I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these drugs be spazzing. The fuck I look like getting back to a has-been. Yeah, I said it, has been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey Nikki, asthma. I got the pump, it ain't got medicine. I got bars, sentencing. I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt. And I'll kick that hoe, punt. For trauma, blunt. You play the back, bitch, I'm in the front. You need a job, this ain't cutting it. Nicki Minaj, who you ain't fucking with? You little frag about beat you with a padlock. I am a movie, camera block. You out of work, I know it's tough. But enough is enough.
Like a dungeon dragon, 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 like a dungeon dragon.
I ain't moving S&M, but my whip off the cane. A little drop of candy paint drips off the brain. What's it, ass mine, got a pencil for a brain and a razor for a head, fucking pencil for a frame. You don't like it, then peel off, bitch. Every last woman on earth I'll kill off, and I still wouldn't fuck you, slut. Your wife will smile on your grill off. I swear to God, I'll piss a Happy Meal off. Get the wheels turning, spin a wheel off. Snap the axle in half, bust a tie rod. Quit hollering, why God? He ain't got shit to do with it. Bygones will never be bygones. The world ain't finished swallowing my wad. I ain't finished blowing it. Nice bra. Hope it'll fit a tough titty, bitch. Life's hard. I swear to God, life is a dumb blonde white broad with fake tits and a bad tie top. Just spit in my fucking face and call me a fucking tightwad. So finally I broke down and bought her an iPod and caught up stealing my music. So I tied her arms and legs to the bed, set up the camera and pissed twice on her. Look, two peas in a tripod. The moral to the story is life treating you like dry side, kick it back in his face. My God, it's Sadie and Nicki Minaj. You might find a sight quite odd, but don't ask why, bitch. That's why no.
World, it's my punching bag. If I'm garbage, you're a bunch of maggots. Make that face go on, once in a pat me. Show me the target so I can lunge in a pack and like a like a dungeon dragon. You fell off, they must have pumped your wagon. You must have went off the back. I'm about to go off the deep and tilt this thing. You get jumped in traffic.
Is this the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all of you bitches gone? Should have sent a thank you note, you little hoe. Now I'ma wrap your coffin with a bow. Nicki, she just mad cause you touched the spot. Whoa, that bitch mad cause I took the spot. Well, bitch, if you ain't shitting, then get off the pot. Got some niggas out in Brooklyn that'll off your top. I hear the mumbling, I hear the cackling. I got them scared, shook, panicking. Overseas, church, Vatican. You gotta stand still, mannequin. You wanna sleep on me? Overnight? I'm the motherfucking boss. Overwrite, and when I pull up, boom, motorbike. Now all my niggas get bucked, overbite. I see them dusty ass Feelies, Levi's, raggedy ass, holes in your knee highs. I call it play. Now do you see why? These bitches calling me Manning Eli.
Your little faggot can suck it. No homo, but I'ma stick it to him like refrigerator magazine. I'm crooked enough to make straight jackets, bitch. Yeah, look who's back again, bitch. Keep acting as if you have the same passion I have. Yeah, right, still hungry, my ass. You ask the tag, cat, the bypass. Ain't hot enough to set fire to dry grass. About as violent as hair on eyelids.
My
man. Take a flying leap of faith off a fucking balcony for a double falcon wing up your fly ass. You know what time it is to wide ass. From Sadie and Nikki's world class. And
white class, white class.
Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon.
like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon.
Roman, Roman, stop it, stop it. You've gone mad, mad, I tell you, mad. You and this boy Slim Shady. What's going on? They'll lock you away. They'll put you in a jail cell. I promise. Take your mother's warning, Roman, please. Back to bed. Run along. Let's go. Come on. What's your mouth out with that, boy?
Everybody knows. coming in that area.
The kids don't want to see the toast of mom and daddy. Plus, we'd rather be roasting charming fatty than a toasted Armageddon.
And we come through
with gangsters and things spitting hollow shots to leave your brains in
ghetto ass.
And I don't need you.
I'm alive again, more alive than I had been in my whole entire life. I can see these people's ears perk up as I begin to stab with the pen. I'm a little bit sicker than most, sick and get sick again. They say the competition is stiff, but I get a hard dick from the shit now. Stick it in, I ain't never giving in again. Caution to the wind, complete freedom. Look at these rappers, how I treat them. So why the fuck would I join them when I beat them? They call me a freak cause I like to spit on these pussies before I eat them. Man, get these rat cocksuckers off stage. Where the fuck is Kanye when you need them? Snap the mic from them, bitch, I'ma let you finish in a minute. Yeah, the rappers type of them. Fuck to the greatest verse of all time. So you might wanna go back to the lab tonight in them. Dribble out them rhymes you were gonna spit and start over. Who's rapping and write new ones? But I'm afraid that it ain't gonna make no difference when I rip the stage and tear it in half tonight. As soon as adrenaline rush, you feel the bass up on the place all the way to the parking lot, fellow. Set fire to the mic and ignite the crowd. You can see the spark from hot metal. Cold-hearted from the devil, guard of the game. I so started to rock, fella, when I'm not even in my heart. You can still get roasted, cause Marcus. Now, mellow, so I'm stop pulling from the top. I'm not gonna stop, I'm standing on my monopoly board. That means I'm on top of my game, and it don't stop till my hips don't hop anymore. When you're so good that you can't stand, cause it ain't even cool for you to sound cocky anymore. People just get sick cause you spit these fools can't rule the dribble and drop anymore. And you can never break my stride, you never slow the momentum at any moment. I'm about to blow, you never take my pride. I'm killing the flow, slow venom, any opponent is getting no mercy. Mark my words, ain't letting up, relentless, I smell blood. I don't give a fuck, keep giving them hell. Where was you when I fell and needed help? Up, you get no love.
It's a little too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me when I was down, but what you say, it don't hurt.
Kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. Oh, what was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said woman move out my way. I said I got a wife at home, she said please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home, she said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, shit, think, shit, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. Walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath for her. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the f*** is going on? Not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate. But from the way he acts, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He won't.
You call me cheating, but this is a little extreme. He said you are my wife, sleeping behind my back. And now I come home and you got him in the closet. How extreme is that? She says, but she's a he. Then he said, please, you can't judge me. She says, Rufus, this is crazy. Then I said, stop arguing. I did not stay here to hear y'all chew each other out. So get to the point, or I swear I'm out. Excuse me, please, but I think I can explain what's going on in here. My name is Chuck, and I've been knowing Ruth about a year. And then I creeping around with him, it's been a living hell. Sneaking in and out of hotels, I said, brother, spare me the details. Then Ruth said, Chuck, please, don't say nothing else. And then she screams, Rufus, you son of a bitch. And he says, Kathy, go to hell. I said, I thought your name was Mary. It's what you said at the party. Man, this is getting scary. I'm gonna shoot somebody. Then Rufus starts yelling and screaming, saying, Kathy, this is all your fault. She throws a pillow at him and says you were creeping too. The only difference is you didn't get caught. Chuck screamed out, we're in love. Kathy says, love. Doing 85, swerving lane to lane with fire in my eyes. I've got a million thoughts going through my mind. I'm thinking about what am I doing, who I'm gonna do it to when I get home. How could I have been so blind? And then I look in my rearview. I cannot believe this. Damn, here comes a policeman. He drove right up on me, then flashed his lights. Then I pulled over without thinking twice. He hops out the car and walks over to me and says, license and registration, please. I looked up at him and said, officer, is there something wrong? He said, no, except you was doing 85 and a 60 miles long. And then I said, officer, let me explain, please. You see, the truth of the matter is that I've got an emergency. He said, no excuses and no exceptions. I said, this is some bullshit, as he gave me the ticket. Said, have a nice day and walked away. I said, yeah, right, and drove away. And then I turned my radio on and did 70 all the way home. I pull up in the driveway, hop out and slam the car door. Then go around the back, bust up in the house, and she's screaming, what's all that for? And I'm like, woman, I called this house and a man picked up my phone. And she says, calm down, did you forget my brother Twan came home? Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh, oh. With a stupid look on my face, that I forgot he came home today. And she said, that's okay, because honey, I understand. She said, you don't have to explain. And then I took her by the hand. Kissed her and then we went to the room. And then I turned some music on. Apologized one more time. Then went down and started getting it on. And she started biting her lips, grabbing me and making noise. Now we're making love and she's in my ear whispering, it's all yours. I said I love you, and she said I love you too. And a tear fell up out my eye. And then I called her my sunshine. And then she looked at me and said, baby, go deeper, please. And that's when I started going crazy, like I was trying to give her a baby. The room feel like it's spinning. We keep turning and turning, as if we were in a whirlwind. The way our toes are curling. Then next thing you know, she starts going real wild and screaming my name. And then I said, baby, we must slow down before I bust a vessel in my brain. She said, please, no, don't.
Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night.